Newly independent MLA Eleanor Sturco is calling for a coroner's inquest in the death of a Cloverdale teen. Sturco, who was recently kicked out of the Conservative caucus, wants the NDP government to look into the death of 15-year-old Chase de Belinard, something she says they won't commit to doing. In a press release issued October 2, Sturco said BC Premier David Eby's failure to commit to an inquest is denying the family peace of mind and an opportunity for transparency. De Belinard was shot by police February 9 in Clayton Heights. Eby has said there won't be a coroner's inquest while the Independent Investigations Office, IIO, is looking into the police shooting. The fact is, even with the ongoing IIO investigation, the government can order an inquest to take place, Sturco said. In these circumstances, where a young boy with autism died so tragically, a coroner's inquest is the sort of fact-finding inquiry that can help maintain public trust and provide transparency and recommendations that can prevent future tragedies. She's calling on Eby to reconsider his decision not to hold an inquiry now and to go ahead with one to give the family some peace of mind, nearly 8 months after his death. It's the least that can be done to help provide answers for his family. Sturco added that when a death, or even a serious injury, happens in a police incident, the IIO investigation looks at how the police acted and if their actions were lawful or not. Conversely, she noted, a coroner's inquest is a public process that looks at the facts surrounding a death and makes recommendations that could help avoid similar incidents in the future. The death of a child is every parent's worst nightmare, she said. When it happens, particularly in this case where their son was shot by police, parents deserve answers, rather than months of being sidelined with no answers or information.